our frequency for reading the master oscillator was different than what you would expect. You know, why isn't it that 14 megahertz divided down by 8? And it turns out that they describe it, and there's an explanation for it if you look in the thing you sent me.
Oh, yeah? But,
yeah, they use that signal called, what is it? It looks like a phase symbol. It's a zero with an I through it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
okay.
A phase. Yeah. Greek letter C. All
right. Okay. What page are you on, roughly?
Let me think. Oh, you got it there with you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'll have to flip through something I have here. I didn't bring in the book that I wanted to bring in today. I thought I did. One second here. Roughly, it's I'm on 134, somewhere up in the area of 130s, I believe.
Okay. I'll just come through.
130, where they show the time relationship between theta and 7m. I'm trying to find out where the 7m and time relationship between the two are. I'm still looking for, they have it on the same page.
Talking about video timing.
Video timing,
between
maybe, yeah.
PX is half of 7M, and phi is 1/4 of 7M.
That's the area. Where are you?
130, 131.
7, I'm trying to find it. I'm on 130, I don't have that.
131.
132.
Oh, 32 has the, okay.
Okay.
I was looking at words, you were looking at the picture.
Okay, on the picture, yeah, right, and the words, right. And I explain in there is that the signal C, which on the diagram it says PG.
Yeah.
Okay, they show there they pause a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, it comes out, they tell you that in every horizontal sweep, there are 455 7Ms.
Yeah.
Okay, now. What you do is you take the original frequency of the clock. Well, find out what 7M is, and it comes out to be 7. Whatever megahertz. You can figure this out. It works out real well if you do what I'm about to tell you. So you find out that 7M. You get that megahertz. Let's see, now hold on a second. How did I do this? Okay, you take the 7M frequency, you divide it by 455. Now what that gives you is how many 7Ms you have in one horizontal sweep.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay, now, it turns out you then take whatever number you get there, you multiply it times 113. Now the reason I say 113, they tell you there's 113 3/4 phase G's. Now you can forget about 3/4 because there's no edges on that 3/4.
Yeah, right.
There's 113 positive edges, there's 113 negative edges of phase G. Well anyway, so you do that, you do what I just said, there's two things right there. You take the 7M, divide it by 455, you multiply it times 113, and you come up with this frequency that I come up with is 1.777 something megahertz.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out the number I came out with, and the number I came on their freak counter, they're within a half a hertz of each other.
Huh.
So that's it. That's
uh-huh.
It. So they use that phase G for clocking the what chip is that? The data chip, I believe. No, not the data chip. They have the I.O. chip. I.O. chip. They use that phase chip for clocking that I.O. chip. The I.O. chip has the audio circuits on it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the, so that is the clock, actually. It's not a clock that is constantly, you know exactly what it is, because they do have that pause in there. Now, the pause doesn't hurt anything in the audio circuits, because you just, you know, when you're talking about a 1 megahertz clock, or, you know, almost a 2 megahertz clock, and it's sitting there once every 115 pulses, 113 pulses, it kind of does that little pause.
Yeah.
You'll never know it.
Yeah, well, it says in that the write-up it stalls phi for 3 cycles.
Yeah, for 3 cycles at 7M.
Yeah.
So you do those two little things, and it comes out to the, you find, what you want to do is, what you're doing anyway, is finding out the frequency of phi.
Uh-huh.
By doing that, you divide the 7M by 455, multiply times 113, and that is the frequency of the
there we go.
Now, so that frequency of phi is not exactly the 14 megahertz divided by 8.
Yeah.
Because because of that pause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the numbers come out different.
Yeah, a little funny. Yeah.
And that's why it's also, that's why they're actually kind of wrong, too, when they, earlier, at some point, they talk about the audio circuit, okay, how to figure out tones coming out of the audio circuit, and
yeah,
a little formula in there,
mm-hmm,
and they use a frequency of 1.789
yeah,
hertz.
Yeah.
And it's not 0.789.
A little off, yeah.
Yeah, that's off. It doesn't actually matter a whole heck of a lot. When you finally go through a formula, you end up with, instead of saying, if I was going for 1,000 hertz frequency, you'll come up with their numbers, you'll come up with a number like, about 3 hertz off or 4 hertz off or something,
mm-hmm,
like that. And that probably won't mean anything. But if you use my frequency, the number I get,
yeah,
if you want to come up with 1,000 hertz frequency, you'll come up with 1,000 hertz frequency, plus or minus like a tenth or something like that.
Yeah.
When it comes on to a touch tone circuitry, a touch tone program that I had written,
yeah,
you want to be,
mm-hmm, yeah, within 5%.
Exactly,
anyway.
You don't want to know within 5 hertz because that's the maximum range a lot anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell you, by the way, the guy who had in the arcade, you have somebody's program there, how to, you enter the program, it comes out, tells you what the frequency is.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Oh.
It comes off bad.
Uh-huh.
It simply is, it comes out, he has some manipulations in there, he ends up with, in one, it depends upon what the numbers you enter in the first place, but you could end up with a number halfway through his manipulation of the computation, I should say. You'll come up with a number greater than 32,000, and it can't handle it, you know.
Yeah, right.
And there are certain combinations of numbers, you know, that's what's going to happen. What you've, I've never bothered writing a program because it's too easy to just punch in a few numbers on a calculator and come out
yeah,
with the right,
right
numbers. And also because I want to be closer, I end up, mm-hmm, using a calculator. I want to find out exactly what is to the tenth of a hertz of a frequency coming,
yeah,
out. So I never bother writing a program because it'd just be too complex to try and get down to that fraction.
Yeah, know? Right. You won't get that many decimal.
Uh-huh. So what I was getting around to was if I were going to do it, you'd have to make it so that you'd have to be sure that you'd never come up with a combination of any number over 32,000.
Yeah.
32K, actually. Because you do run into trouble there. Yeah, I was doing it, and he was coming in. It was working a couple times, you know, a couple numbers I gave it. And I said, okay, what happens if I give it these numbers?
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it died. He says, what?
On the test, yeah. I gave it a good test, and it fails, yeah.
Or no, it said how. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
How.
One that went over too far, yeah.
Right. Well, and I said, what the heck? How'd it come up how this time, you know? So I went through and I looked at each thing that had arrived at that instant, and it was trying to multiply two numbers, and it was coming up with like about 55,000.
Yeah, there you are.
It won't do it. Okay, I figured I wanted to let you know. I was curious myself, and I started looking in there, and like I said, I came out with the number is within half a hertz from what the number,
mm-hmm,
is. I get it. Now it comes out everybody's unit, that crystal oscillator is going to be a little bit off. There's,
yeah,
no,
sure.
So for if you use simply the 7M frequency of what you figure the crystal is, you know, I knew what my frequency of my crystal was because,
mm-hmm,
I went in and took a free counter.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you just kind of like that 14 megahertz crystal is a 14.31818.
Plus or minus, yeah.
Yeah, it's plus or minus 0.001 or 5%, I think. It's, yeah, it comes out, mine is a little bit off, but it's within the tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I just figured I'd let you, it comes out that little bit you're off, you know, if you just figure out what the main frequency is, and then just work from there, and then, you know, everybody can use that very same number. I think my number will probably be more right, though, than what is specified at. Right, what happens when I turn mine on, mine was above frequency,
mm-hmm,
and as it warmed up, it got slower and slower.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned in the article.
So,
yeah.
And I think that's going to happen on everybody.
Yeah.
And I think what's going to happen is they'll finally settle down to a point where they're just below the actual written down frequency.
Yeah.
Which is also curious, too, because I always thought the horizontal frequency rate was a 15 and 0.75 kilohertz, you know, of a TV set.
Yeah.
14.75, I always thought it was, but it turns out we come out with a horizontal frequency of 15, I mean. Instead of 15,750, it comes up 15,733, is what it was. Which, I guess, TV sets have a tolerance, too, I guess.
Yeah, right.
But, that's about, uh-huh, odd. I want to open up a theory book somewhere and find out exactly what it should be. Is it supposed to be 750, or is it supposed to be 740, or 1530,
yeah,
or what? some of the guys over here that have worked a TV set. Well, no, in fact, we talked about that a long time ago, now that I think of it. And he wasn't sure exactly to the hertz what it was.
Yeah.
But I think, actually, your TV set will finally sync. Since the sync pulses do come in and cross the
yeah,
water,
right.
It will finally just change
lock
itself
in.
To, right.
Yeah.
Is that it? I think it's it.
Okay. I don't have anything.
You risk a little manipulation, and you'll see I come up with the right number.
Yeah. You got any clever ideas for me yet? On what to add on to the back of the machine?
I was thinking of, what was I thinking of? No, I there was something I thought of, but it's just very obscure at
no.
the time. I haven't written anything down yet.
Okay.
Just been tied up a little bit here at work.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, Chuck.
I don't think of anything else. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But we'll put it in letter form.
Okay.
Yeah, I only wanted to call this off now because I was really concerned how come that frequency didn't come out right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, there is an error in the manual.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Let me find out what page it was on. It had to do with the microcycler. Chart they give you on a microcycler, which is wrong, about when you have the cycle bus, which is what data is on at the time, they have two bits off. Now, let me find it here. Okay, here you go. Do you know where it is? Early in the beginning of the description of how things work. They also, I'm flipping through this. They also mentioned there about the, I found it, okay. On page 109. Have you ever put that thing in the mail about the Valley Basic firmware on the cartridge?
Yeah.
You did put it in mail, great.
Yeah. Went out yesterday.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah.
Mail.
Yeah, mail. Yeah, well, it comes out to the small packages, you know, I think go through pretty quick.
Right? Yeah.
I think whatever you sent the first time was probably bulky, and then it got at the bottom of somebody's truck, and it stayed there. Probably propping up somebody's spare tire.
Could be, right.
Okay, Bob.
All right, Chuck. Thanks a lot.